This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Almost every Muslim that lives as a minority has experienced the moment where you're fasting and people are eating around you. So whether that was in your school cafeteria, went to public school as I did my whole life, and at lunchtime everybody was eating except for me, or whether that's at work, your colleagues are eating, and sometimes you even have to attend an important meeting or you've got to go to some sort of function. Everybody's eating but you. Those moments are some of the most blessed moments in your life, and you probably had no idea. So when we're talking about the angels sending salawat, the angels praying on a person, there are a few different times that happens for the fasting person. The Prophet ﷺ talked about as-suhur, when you wake up in the morning and you have your meal before fajr, suhur. And the Prophet ﷺ said that, look, don't abandon that suhur, don't abandon that moment, even if you're just going to drink a sip of water, because the angels pray upon the one who eats suhur or takes that suhur, whether it's through water or dates or whatever it may be. So you've got the angels praying upon you in the morning before you even started your fast, just as you were nourishing yourself for the fast. And then the Prophet ﷺ said that a person who is fasting around people that are eating, the angels will pray upon that person until those people have had their fill. Subhanallah. Again, a person that is fasting and other people are eating around that person, the angels will pray upon that person and seek forgiveness for that person until those people have had their fill. Now, subhanAllah, this is referring to, by the way, not people that are not Muslims around you that are not eating, that are eating or drinking because they don't observe the siyam. This is actually in the situation, especially in one of the narrations with Umm Mara, she was observing, radiallahu anha, a voluntary fast. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave her that reward. So this could be, you know, that a person is just not required to fast for that day, and you happen to be in their presence, and the added reward of you observing your fast in the presence of that person who's not fasting, even if it's not sinful for them not to fast. Imagine then the reward when you're around someone who is not fasting because they don't consider it to be obligatory. So you add the element of ghurba, of being a stranger, being a person who is singled out for their observance of the fast because they're singled out for their observance of this beautiful deen of al-Islam. And so the reward could only be greater in that sense. So when you're in those moments and people are taking their sweet time, getting through their hamburgers, getting through their french fries or whatever it is that they're eating, revel in the prayer of the malaika, revel in the prayer of the angels as they are seeking forgiveness for you throughout that entire period. And then of course at night, the beautiful dua, the supplication that the Prophet ﷺ taught us, that when someone serves food to you, serves iftar to you, and you actually break your fast, and you respond and you say, أَفْطَرَ عِنْدَكُمُ الصَّائِمُونَ وَأَكَلَ طَعَامَكُمُ الْأَبْرَارِ وَصَلَّتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. May the fasting ones break their fast with you. May the pious, أَكَلَ طَعَامَكُمُ الْأَبْرَارِ, may the pious eat their food with you or take part in your food. وَصَلَّتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, and may the angels send their prayers upon you. So the angels pray upon you throughout the day as you are observing your fast. They pray upon you when you take your pre-morning meal, your suhoor. They pray upon you when other people around you are eating as you're fasting. And then they pray upon those who serve you food at the time of iftar, and you acknowledge that through your supplication and through your dua.